Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to all of our listeners, fans, supporters, and our studio audience. Today, you're looking marvelous today for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us on Your Turning Point. I'm your host, Gertrude Chapman. Thank you for being with us today. I have a powerful broadcast that I'll be sharing with you today. So you might want to tweet someone and let them know to tune in to this 15 minutes of motivation to get your Monday morning started. Mark your turning point as a favorite so you won't miss any of these powerful broadcasts. We've been receiving such a load of emails telling us how much our segments, our programs help you. You know, there's many, and I didn't get an opportunity to go through these, but they're telling us that we are receiving many emails telling us how these different tips, how these different segments of these programs are helping people to walk in confidence, to walk in boldness, to discover things about themselves that they didn't know that was there. So if you want to share anything interesting with us that's happening in your life, send an email to turningpointenrichment@gmail.com. Once again, that's turningpointenrichment@gmail.com. You can also visit our website for more information about Your Turning Point. You'll simply go to www.turningpointenrichment.com. Today's broadcast, we'll be talking about recognizing how your subconscious mind can sabotage your dreams. Did you know that your subconscious mind could actually sabotage your dream? The question that is often asked, why I cannot seem to get my breakthrough? These words have been uttered by countless individuals who are going through a series of adjustments, yet they are still finding themselves in the same circumstances, because of disappointment after disappointment. Thoughts about manifesting their desires becomes pushed further away. People are making outward efforts to change what they are currently facing, but at the end of the week, they're finding themselves exhausted. The whole idea of change becomes overwhelming, and before long, that person settles back into the place that they were trying to escape. Sometimes a person is expecting everything to suddenly transform. And when it does not happen quickly, they give up thinking, maybe this is my lot in life. Settling for something and seeing their efforts trying as a failure without looking intently beyond the situation. Has this happened to you? Can you identify with this? You see, change is not a superficial action, but something that has to be implemented on the inside of a person. Deep within one's psyche is where life-altering transformation takes place. The subconscious mind is the heart or center of one's thinking. Whatever thoughts that reside in someone is that individual's true self. So you can't hide from your subconscious mind. We have to be aware of our thinking. And to even go in a deeper level, we have to be aware. Because in order to come into unity with our thinking, with our speaking, with our actions, we have to be aware what we constantly think. You could say, well, I'm going to do this, I'm going to be successful, I'm going to achieve this, but then your subconscious mind, you're thinking, that can't be achieved. I see myself as a failure. So we have to always be conscious of what we are thinking beyond what we are thinking, or on the inside, in deep inside. That change has to take place deep inside, not on the surface. Storage of information. Listen to this, and I've told you this before. The mind is the most powerful thing that we possess. And we have to learn how to discipline our mind. We have to learn how to train our mind to think according to what we believe. What do you really believe about yourself? That's the question. What do you really believe about yourself? It's not what you say about yourself. What do you believe about yourself? Do you believe that you're an overcomer? Do you believe that you can achieve? That's the question. Storage of information is housed in the memory, which triggers different emotions. Have you realized that? The subconscious mind is aware of what actually is taking place before someone engages themselves, because your mind is like a computer that houses memory. And that's why there's emotional triggers, because the subconscious mind reminds you of something that happened in the past, whether good or bad. The subconscious mind is the heart or center of one's thinking. Whatever thoughts that reside in someone's heart is that individual's true self. Don't forget that, okay? That's your true self. Your subconscious mind is unlimited at what it can do and can be transformed from limiting beliefs and habits. You have to determine within yourself that you're not going to believe those things that you have heard all of your life, things that you may have even heard in your formative years. That's why we have to be careful what we say, especially, you know, to our children. Everything you hear in your mind or think in your mind, because you remember, your mind is a transmitter, is you don't say those things. Everyone has constant conversations within themselves on a daily basis. Inner conversations are constantly happening and will frame your day. If you think you're going to have a negative day, you will. If you think you're going to have a positive day, you will. You're having conversations in your mind constantly. It's a daily thing. It's an all-day thing. Thinking on thoughts that are contrary to what is intended will sabotage a good intention. Allowing thoughts to run through your mind is not a wise choice. Just letting your mind wander. The power of the subconscious mind is often overlooked and not given much thought. The subconscious mind is a seat of power, and the mind can manifest the most dominant thoughts. Do you see how powerful your mind can be? So those conversations that you have with yourself, become aware of those things. And don't allow your mind to run away and just think here and just think there. Think on those things that are good, those things that are positive, those things that have a good report. Those are the things that you think on. Because when you start thinking on, you know, when you start thinking, naturally, when you start thinking, you're forming pictures in your mind. And those pictures, you'll begin believing, you'll begin seeing, you begin to put things in place. Visionary. I'm a visionary. And that's the way I plan things in my mind. And I put things together. That's why you have to be careful how you create things. You put things together in your mind. So when I see something out of the ordinary from what I have already planned in my mind, I look at it intently to see, is this something I should dismiss? Or this is something that, you know, going to complement what I have already seen in my mind. And I know it takes a matter of discipline. It takes a matter of discipline, listeners. But it's very important because your subconscious mind can sabotage your dreams if you just let it run wild. The subconscious mind, we have to pay attention to our thoughts and carefully choose those things that bring edification to positive desires. Positive things. Why should you even spend your time or waste your time thinking about things that are contrary to what you believe in? That doesn't make any sense, does it? But it happens. Cease from allowing your subconscious mind to destroy your dreams by using four ways to stop it now. Number one, decide from your heart that you will take a certain path toward fulfilling your goal. List your plan of action clearly and in detail. Do not make empty promises that you know you are unable to complete. Break down your goals into manageable segments so you are able to complete each one fully. Remember we talked about that? Don't overload yourself, but break them down. And what happens here, it builds integrity because your subconscious mind is storing everything and you do not want to be listed as one that wavers. Your subconscious mind will tell on you every time. You don't have to worry about other people. Your subconscious mind will tell on you. Number two. Believe that you deserve what you desire. That's another thing. Sometimes people don't, you know, they don't reach success because they don't believe that they can be successful. See yourself as a worthy recipient of whatever you set your goal toward. There is nothing impossible to you if you just believe and that you deserve what you are aiming for and maintain a positive and grateful attitude. Visualize in detail and allow your five senses to participate in this exercise. See yourself physically moving in your dream. Use your hands and your feet and feel the energy as you visualize walking throughout this experience. Now, we're not talking about something way out there. We're talking about something that we all do. When you're sitting down and you're daydreaming, you're seeing yourself. So apply this to your vision, your goal. Picture yourself living your dream and your physical body will respond with the sound of increased heartbeat. Number four, begin doing things that are in accordance with your dream. Physically do whatever you believe to manifest. Physical actions and the above visualization technique will help bring your future into the now. Because the subconscious mind is a great tool if you know how to use it to reprogram your thoughts and live your life as it was meant to be. So train your mind to manifest the good that you wish to contribute to the world. Everyone has something unique that is able to bring a life-changing impact around the globe. Find yours as you use the power of your subconscious mind to raise above present situations. Isn't this powerful? Remember, always use your subconscious mind according to what you believe. Be attentive to the thoughts that you are thinking, and you'll never fail. But we've come to the end of our broadcast, and I thank all of you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to these 15 minutes of motivation on your turning point. I'm your host, Gertrude Chapman. And I thank you and hope that you tune in, next week to another powerful broadcast because it is your time, it is your season, it is your turning point. Have a good week.